Thank you for joining us for KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I am joined by Sheriff Osmond. And we're going to be talking a little bit about traffic and more specifically construction traffic. As a lot of people in Broken Bow know, we've got a significant amount of construction going on right now.
We do. It's that favorite time of year again when weather gets a little warmer and road construction starts, right? And man, are we doing it in Broken Bow.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit off the air about the fact that, you know, a lot of these highway projects that we come upon, we have a lot of open area highway in the state of Nebraska. And this is a highway that runs right through a residential area of the city of Broken Bow. So the state is working to make things work on their end to get traffic to flow through at a good rate. But you could visit and drive through this construction on Monday and have it look completely different if you drive through it again on Wednesday. That's probably at the bones of what you want people to understand, is you just need to be attentive to the situation you're driving into.
That's correct. I mean, you know, if you've driven here your whole life or you've driven here for quite some time, you kind of know what the road's like and you know where to go. But when you start shutting down northbound lanes and everybody's in a southbound lane, you don't have turning lanes anymore, it gets kind of confusing. I'm not going to lie. The first morning I turned out on a South E off of 21, I turned in, you know, to the wrong lane just because I'm so used to just being one lane there. And so you really have to pay attention to what's going on. And like you said, it changes every day. And just because there's barrels and cones and stuff like that doesn't mean it's easy to actually recognize where you need to be all the time. You know, you got to weave in and out and it changes. And then sometimes barrels are moved and it looks like you can go down a road, but you're really not supposed to. Mm-hmm. They just moved to put some construction piece of equipment there. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, what I kind of wanted to talk about is, you know, people just slowing down. You know, it'll make it a lot easier to navigate through this at a lot slower pace, just so you can see what's around you and pay attention to what's around you and just make sure you're doing the right thing. Like the flashing red and yellow lights. The other night, I was going east on South E and somebody was coming north on Highway 21. They just flew right through the lights. Like if I hadn't hit my brakes, I would have got T-boned. And I mean, I was in my personal pickup, so not much I could do about that. But it's just, maybe you saw that light flash and you thought it was changing to green, so you just keep going, right? But it's not. But I see a lot of people, they pull up to that flashing red and they're stopping, and then somebody at the flashing yellow will stop, and then they sit there and wait for the red to go. Well, that's not what you're supposed to do, right? And that messes up the flow of traffic and it screws things up. And I know you're just trying to be nice, maybe let someone go, but that's not how you should be doing it.
Yeah, so. You really can't be concerned at how long they've been waiting at that two-way stop. Supposed to just keep that flow of traffic going.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's that way for a reason, because Highway 2 is a very busy highway and you can't stack that highway up. You know, it just creates even more problems on down the line. And, you know, you just have to be vigilant of that and be aware of it and, you know, not create more problems than there already probably is.
I think the number one message here is that you probably can't go, now I'm maybe not 1 or 2 miles an hour, but it's going to be pretty hard to go too slow when you're working through that construction area, specifically because you're watching out for those folks that are holding the stop signs or the slow signs. They have been out now that the construction has kind of picked up a little bit.
Yep.
And then also, like you said, making sure you're in the right lane. You know, there's a lot of barrels out there. We like to think that they're always going to close off an area that, you know, a vehicle can go into. But they've got a lot of things to think about logistically as well. A misplaced barrel here and there that leads you down a lane you shouldn't be going down is a very true possibility.
Yeah, it is. It can happen. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, around the square, the walk, don't walk cross signs are not on anymore. And so someone trying to cross the highway, it's a lot different now. I mean, you don't have that stoplight, so people will actually be stopped or paying attention. You know, that's just one more thing that's going on. And I know there was, you know, somebody approached me yesterday about, you know, there were small kids trying to cross the highway, you know, just like they did every day. But then they were waiting for the lights to change so they could cross, and nothing would ever change for them. So, you know, it's all of these things that you just kind of have to take into consideration when you're driving. I think every time I come out here and I talk about driving, I think I tell people to slow down. You know, I think my age is catching up with me, right? but you know, 25 instead of 35, you'll be amazed at how much more you see and how much more that you're aware of what's going on. And you know, this is going to be a great project when it's done. You know, it's a little bit of pain for something in the end that's going to be really nice because the streets needed it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Highway 2 through town was pretty rough. And so it's a project that's just a pain in the butt, but once it's done, it'll be great. And we're just going to have a little bit of patience, you know, and if everybody can learn some patience and practice that, you know, it isn't costing you 2 minutes more to drive through this town now that there's construction. And 2 minutes is not going to hurt you at all, and no matter what you got going on. And it definitely isn't worth somebody's safety jeopardize it.
All things considered, you know, I the state has done all kinds of these kinds of projects. They're very good at what they do.
Yes.
And we just have to be able to trust their judgment on the way that they're flowing the traffic. With construction going on, there just wasn't a way that they could keep those lights in town functioning the same way. It would just have been a nightmare. And I know that's one thing I've heard a lot of is people are like, man, I could get used to yellow flashing lights 24/7 at these lights. But it's important for us to not get so excited that we're used to cooking through those lights without paying attention, because, you know, that'll be another thing to adjust back to is those lights stopping us when the project is done, but still need to slow down when they're flashing now.
Exactly. And, you know, they're still trying to get traffic in and out of businesses and stuff like that. And without that turn lane, you know, that's going to slow things down. So, yeah, it's about the keeping the flow and trying to keep that flow moving and so you can get there. But you're still just going to have some patience. You're going to learn the roads that you don't want to turn onto because you might have to wait forever at. You know, maybe find a different route. If it bothers you that much, just take a different route to wherever you're going. You know, there's plenty of ways around Brokopo.
Yep.
So the other thing that I wanted to bring up a little bit is the other construction that we have going on in the area is like where they're filling the cracks in the roads and we'll have, you know, a traffic light and a flagger. And then they'll be miles apart. And, you know, on the roads in between, they put up a sign that says, wait for pilot car. Well, people aren't very good at waiting for the pilot car. I can't tell you how many calls I get from the state of Nebraska. These people are just cutting around the flagger or they're not waiting for the pilot car. And again, that is all for somebody's safety that's out there working on the road. It's for your safety as you're driving in your car. And I get it. It's going to cost you 10 minutes. You know, sometimes you're just there and wait a long time. If you don't hit that line right, if you got when they just left and then they got to come back, yeah, you're going to be sitting there for a while. But that's somebody else's life out there, right?
Thank you to Custer County Sheriff Dan Osmond for taking this time to speak with us on KCNI Public Affairs. Be safe when traveling through construction areas in Broken Bow and beyond this summer.